What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. It's me, Greg Miller, on the set of Kind of Feudy. We're getting ready to record that right before the Xbox with X-Cast with Chris Charla. I was going to jump in here and knock out the old Greg Way before we do this. I think I said yesterday that I would tell you about the live Greg Way. We should do that. That's a great idea. I saw some positive response to it. I looked at this week, and like I said, totally fucked. And then I looked at next week, and then it was kind of fucked, and I got distracted by something else, and so I just didn't, I haven't picked the date. But tomorrow, I'll tell you the date. But we'll do it next week sometime, okay? For now, we're going to jump into some of your questions. Remember, if you have a question, you can leave it on the Patreon post that has this very Greg Way. Before I go record a new Greg Way, I look at the old Greg Way, and I say, who left a little comment on patreon.com/kindoffunny? And then I see him, and I go. And today, a little comment came from the one and only Sean. Sean says, hey, Greg. Whenever you talk about a game that Pop Agenda works on, you always disclose that information. However, whenever games that Paula has worked on comes out, it's never mentioned. God of War, Life is Strange. Is the reasoning for this because the nature of what you do, you and Kevin do, i.e. reviewer versus technical producer slash glue, or is it because of the nature of what Jen and Paula do, i.e. PR versus character animator? Or is it both of these reasons? Great question, Sean. Say the fuck out of my bit. No, I'm kidding. I don't think it has anything to do with what Jen does versus what Paula does. I think it has to do with the fact that I'm the one giving my opinion of the game, and I think that it's a reviewer versus technical producer kind of thing. And so, of course, if I'm going to sit here and say I liked or didn't like a game Pop Agenda represents, I want to make sure you understand that Jen had some hand. That's not even true, I guess, actually. Her company had a hand in marketing, release management, publishing, whatever they did for that title. And I want you to know that so that you can understand that I'm the reviewer, and I'm also making it known that I have a relationship I have a close personal relationship somehow with someone who did something with that game. The flip of that is that Kevin never scores games, right? And I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he will, but you know what I mean? Like, Kevin isn't the lead reviewer on God of War Ragnarok. And if we really wanted to, I guess, at that point, you could be like, well, you know, hey, full disclosure, Kevin's wife did animations on God of War Ragnarok, but that's when you start to get into the minutia of what we do and how tough that actually nets out to be, right? Because especially for who we are, how many of our friends work in video games? How many, you know, close personal friends actually make games or work in video games PR or do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, when you really get into it, at what point do I have to stop disclosing that, hey, full disclosure, this, the other? And don't get me wrong, I think that there's never, you can never have too much information, you, the viewer, the person consuming the content we're putting out. But I think sometimes it just becomes superfluous, right? Of like, well, you know, Greg knows this person there and they used to talk and now they don't. Or, well, you know, Tim went to high school with this guy. And like, I think it's, you know, for me, obviously my relationship with Jen is a bit closer than anybody else who'd work on a game that I would have anything to say about or do with, right? And so I think it's all about just making sure for the big ones, you know, that's what's going on versus, I mean, like, you know, that, you know, Neil Druckmann's whatever my internet friend, casual friend, right? Like, Shuhei is like, I don't, you, where do you want to, where do you draw the line and say stuff like that and worry about it? I think it's more just for the fact of making sure you know you can trust the review and from the reviewer, and that comes down to those close personal relationships that I think are, you know, could change stuff versus I'm friends in quotes with that guy, or, you know, I've stayed at that guy's house before 10 years ago when I went to do stuff, but now he's making this game, little shit like that. That's my take on it, that it's not, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but it's like, you know, it's an interesting question, yeah, but like, you know, like, for the Pop Agenda thing, right, it'd be, those are them taking care of a whole game or help publishing it, whereas like with the God of War Ragnarok, if we were like, man, the animations in this one scene were fantastic, or we went out of our way to do that, right? But it's all a moot point, right? Because I think as you've heard me shit talk so many Pop Agenda games, you know that you can trust my opinion on them. And I praise a lot too, but sometimes they make games Greg Miller does not care about. And so I think you're fine there. Cassandra says, hey Greg, thoughts on the Jedi Survivor story trailer? Didn't watch it. Didn't need to watch it for any content, and I'd rather know as little as possible. I don't want anything ruined for me, so I didn't even do that. Spectrum says live Gregway would be a blast. It would be, and it will be. We'll do it next week. I'll get back to you with details. And then Jared Meyer says, hey Greg, I have a suspicion that you often know a lot of things about the industry that you don't talk about, that people like Jason Schreier or Jeff Grubb would totally leak if they knew. Can you talk a little bit about why you maybe don't report on everything you hear despite having a gaming news show. Do you just feel like your content isn't the place to do it? Is it about maintaining the trust of those you have professional relationships with and not wanting to burn bridges? Or do you maybe have a different outlook on leaking info than others do? I do know a lot of things about the video games and unreleased games and things, and they're going to happen and or would have happened and da-da-da-da-da. And I think, you know, you nail it with the first part of one of these statements. Is it about maintaining the trust of the people you have professional relationships with? I would say, yeah, that's a big part of it, right? Again, this all comes down to what an individual's job is in this great, huge thing we call gaming enthusiast press or influencers or whatever. My job has never been to break news. It has never been to have the hottest leak and do the whole thing. And I'm not talking shit about that. I'm just saying that's never been my job, right? My job at IGN was to review video games and preview video games. So I still think that's what my job is at Kinda Funny. I don't think our job is to be breaking leaks or breaking, I was going to say embargoes, but that's just because my it's like word association with breaking. I just don't think that's our role in the industry, is to jump in and do that. It could be if we hired a news team and we were doing news. We have a news show, like you say, right? But it's like Kinda Funny Games Daily does not generate the news. Kinda Funny Games Daily reads the news and recaps it and packages it up in an hour-long program for somebody who can get through it at a glance and see what's happening in the games industry. And so, yeah, there's there's on the record and off the record, of course, as a journalist, something I was, taught very, very clearly at Mizzou. And when I'm talking to a developer, and this is me having a beer with a developer, not being on a live stage, not interviewing them for a documentary. This is just me shooting the shit with them at Dice, getting a beer in the studio, et cetera, et cetera. Their assumption is that we are off the record. That they can tell me things there and it won't become content anywhere. That's far different than, Rebecca Valentine sitting down at their tape recorder to interview Tim Schafer at Dice. I saw that happen. I interrupted it. No big deal. And have a full-on interview, or to go off and have, try to find the stories, try to get the scoops and stuff. And I feel like when I say it like that, I sound like I'm playing it down. I'm not. That's just not my role. And it hasn't been Kinda Funny's role. And I think, obviously, we could switch to that and we could do that and, we could have those things. But again, that's just not what we do. At IGN, that's not what I did. That's what the IGN news team did. Occasionally, I would read an IGN news story on camera or whatever for them. But my role was never to go chase that thing and go get that thing and go have that scoop. So, yeah, I think it's a professional courtesy that, I'm told things all the time. But what, I think is interesting is that I'm usually told things by the person. It's not I'm getting it, through a game of telephone or someone's leaking to me. It's me talking to a director or creative type, I had a really fun time at GDC. I got to see behind closed doors two developers pitch games. Like, here's what our next project we'd like to be. And here's the deck we're going around. And they did the whole pitch for me. And I was like, that was fucking really cool to see. I don't get to see that side of the industry. And that's because I would assume I'm a trusted personality. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a talking head. I'm not the person who needs to go make the scoop, and that's not my job. And that's a nice, place to be. And I think is also worth pointing out that, Jason's tweeted about this before, but Jason Schreier also knows all sorts of things he doesn't report on or talk about because it was told him off the record, or it was told him in a whole different thing. And I think he had a whole Twitter thread about it a while ago about, like, why he doesn't leak just to leak anymore. Like, how he's kind of changed his opinion on that. I like that in terms of, we can all change our jobs and what they're going to be. But in general, yeah, I know a lot of shit. I don't know everything by any stretch of the imagination. Jeff Grubb usually knows more than me. Because again, I guess that's the interesting thing is when I'm presented this information, it is 9 times out of 10 presented to me because we're having a friendly conversation. What I mean by that is that I'm not calling sources and be like, yo, what have you heard about a PlayStation showcase? Yo, what is Factions about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Like, it's something that's being shared to me because we were having some other conversation and that came up, or did you hear who's playing this? Or I've heard this is happening. You might freak out about it. That you're really going to love when they do this, X, Y, and Z. But it's never me chasing that information. So, yeah, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Gregway, done. Kinda Feudy next. XCast later. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.